If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very, very good morning to you. How are you doing?
Very good in yourself.
Excellent, thank you. Let's talk about data. Are we going to finally get somewhere without the cost? Well, yeah, there you have it. If you were hoping for good news, right, what's going on?
Well, here's the good news. The good news is that South Africa's pricing, according to international studies, apart from our own competition commission, is not completely out of whack. We're in the middle median of the costs of data globally. And that's taking into account a couple of things. One, the size, spread, depth, and maturity of the networks and the quality and the speeds of those networks within a territory. South Africa is extremely competitive with a lot of first world countries in that respect. You can go to the tiniest towns, find full on 4G, connect to those networks, connect to the internet, and do a lot of things that you cannot do in any other country in Africa. And it's as simple as that. So two networks, well, there are actually four networks in this country with their own equipment, with their own models, with their own product sets and everything, have created one of the finest, I would say, service industries in the country. The combination of MTN, Vodacom, Telkom and Cell C, though Cell C is another story, they're in terrible trouble at the moment. But despite that, we have a situation where South Africa is extremely well served by highly competitive, in my opinion, the Competition Commission doesn't agree, but highly competitive mobile networks that are first and foremost businesses. They are not state-run agencies. They are not utilities. And with respect to everyone in this country, our utilities are not doing a fantastic job of keeping the lights on, keeping the water flowing, or pretty much doing anything else that we want. So here you've got commercial standalone entities that I'm not saying that are doing, I think, a fine job. The other side of the coin is, are they charging too much? Yes, I agree. They probably are charging too much. There are two areas that I think are critical to this. One, the differential pricing. In other words, if you're a high earning roller and you buy 20 gigs, you pay a fraction of what someone paying 500 megs of data, you know, just to pay the rent type of thing, or just to do a little bit of internet banking. So that's a problem. And I think that the Competition Commission is correct in a couple of areas. One, the differential pricing has to end. I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's equitable. And I don't think it'll actually make much difference to the bottom line of the companies we're talking about. Number two, the IPC, in other words, the interconnect fee that Telkom charges people to use their network, which is the biggest in the country. And that is a monopoly. There's no one else even close to Telkom in terms of scale and size. Should be dropped, because that affects fiber, affects ADSL, it affects backhaul. In fact, the cost of free Wi-Fi or Wi-Fi around the country is all affected by IPC costs. So that they got right. But I think fundamentally this whole approach of the Competition Commission has been very populist. I think the fact that there were two ministers at the announcement, the fact that they went on about democracy and all sorts of things that have nothing to do with the actual provision of telecommunication in any country is really worrying. So it's a type of, the best way I see it right now, it's a type of management of a private resource by the state in a controlled and over prescribed manner. And the outcomes of this are not good at all. So prices of data have fallen. And the one key factor that they did mention in the report, and I haven't read the whole thing, it's huge, but I've read the executive summary and I've gone through their rationale. They touched on the matter of spectrum and then dismissed it as irrelevant. The simple fact is that MTN and Vodacom have not had any new allocation of spectrum since mobile began in 1994. In that time, 3G, 4G, now 5G has come, and they've not been able to do anything other than use technical tricks, which costs huge money, to try to remain competitive. The fact that they've done so is remarkable. People at Ericsson actually once told me they've written solutions for MTN South Africa that are not relevant anywhere else in the world because of the problems that MTN South Africa has around spectrum. So the government recently have made some encouraging noises around spectrum and allocating spectrum. But for the Competition Commission to come out and blame everything on the fact that the networks are simply charging too much, they're making too much money, they must simply cut the price by 50% in 2 months over the Christmas period. Just the network stuff needed to be done. It makes it not possible. So they've set themselves up
So what you're saying is that it's really political posturing, which shouldn't come from a, from the competition board.
Exactly. It appears that they decided right from the beginning that data's too high. The mobile networks are these huge, big, fat cats.
You know what's so interesting? Lind, Lindy and I were talking about this earlier because one of the headlines, or in fact, one of the quotes was, what was it? That data prices?
It's, Vodacom and MTN prices are anti-poor.
Anti-poor. That language is odd because either it's too expensive or it's not too expensive. It's either wrong or it's right. It's not about being anti-poor, pro-rich. Why that type of emotional structuring in terms of a statement? And we were talking about this earlier without actually having this background, but just it just struck us as being strange that that was the language that they were using.
But it's not strange. There's a different ideology for central control and management of the economy. The ANC and the incumbent government appears, and without making major political comment, even though it is, they appear to want to control absolutely every aspect of their of our lives. We are moving strongly away from a free market economy. The healthcare bills, now this intervention, so many interventions just seem to want to try to bring the entire economy under the control of a bureaucratic centrist type policy. And the fact is, there is no way that MTN and Vodacom are anti-poor. 90% of their revenue comes from the lower end of the market through prepaid.
Right.
They do all sorts of things to try to make it work within the parameters of how they can operate. So I think this is a big challenge. The net effect is one, data will fall. If the country or the government gives away spectrum or allows spectrum, to be allocated, in a proper manner soon, I believe we will get a 40 to 50% drought. I've been on record. In fact, I pinned my credentials to the mast. I said, if they get spectrum, drought will fall 40 to 50%. And the networks have confirmed that.
Amazing.
So it's under the control of government to do this. But I do believe these companies are businesses and they sometimes need a slap on the wrist.
They need to equalize
prices. And there are certain interventions which make sense. The last and most ridiculous thing that they recommended is that everybody gets a free allocation of data, like everyone gets a free allocation of water. That emergency data, I'd love to know how you can differentiate emergency data from any other.
Yeah, well, how would that practically work?
It cannot work. In other words, I'll give everybody 100 gig of data.
And you can ask my 15-year-old daughter what constitutes an emergency. And it might be something very, very different to what you would think about as an emergency.
And interestingly enough, all banking is zero rated today. Any banking is zero rated. A lot of universities already zero rated. So there's already a ton of stuff that's being done. And the networks, unfortunately, are caught between the devil and the deep blue sea. The government are their ultimate regulator. They cannot push back too hard because they have massive amounts of money involved. But on the other hand, and this is where it's going to get really interesting and messy, imagine the country without, you can imagine them without SAA, but you can't imagine the country without Vodacom or MTN.
No, that's just true.
Unthinkable.
Absolutely. Really, really interesting. Steve Ambrose, unfortunately, we have to leave it there. Very, very interesting. Unsigned says, I would vote for him. That's you.
Well, tell him, thank you so much. I'm not running for anything except for the loop.
Right, exactly. And Ellie says, they stopped emergency data. There was 100 megabytes of elastic data once account was depleted, but they stopped this a year ago. So, Steve Ambrose, thank you. As always, you can catch Steve's hour-long show. Get all of these details at 11 o'clock on a Thursday morning.